Yes, that is true. And that was a problem from the very beginning. It was a problem also during the Cold War. And it is even more obvious now since the collapse of the communist bloc. In reality, many member states of the non-aligned movement are actually depending to a very considerable extent upon either the only global superpower, the United States of America, or some other major powers. So the problem is that of a gap between idea and reality. The vision, the principles are the same, but each country has its own specific policies, and many of those policies do contradict the principles. And that, of course, it will be the question will be whether this will, in what sense this will impact on the credibility and efficiency of the movement. And in my view, the states of the non-aligned movement should at least be able to agree on some of the very basic issues, whether those are related to a new international economic order, which is highly relevant now in this situation of a global economic crisis, and also on policies of collective security related to the global war on terror.
What do you think, how the organization should be transformed to be more efficient?
I think the basic issue is that they should try to become more specific. They have made a step in that direction now. During the last summit in Havana, they had adopted a resolution with several hundred points. Now the final declaration is much more concise. It concentrates on certain key issues, and for that reason also it is much shorter. So they have to be more precise. They have to be more focused. That is the first thing. And secondly, they should be able to resort their internal problems, problems between member states of the movements within the framework of the non-aligned movement. And if they are not able to do that, they would always finally have to defer to the United Nations organization. The movement is still relevant and that it can make a difference.